Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to be here with you today. We are making the world a better place, and we're making the world a better place because we are showing up every single day, inspired and empowered to make our lives better. And so the people that I'm going to introduce you today is one of them. Now, she's a professional organizer. She's an entrepreneur, and she's helping people clean the clutter out of their lives. Welcome to the show, Carrie Wishingrad.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. So you and I connected locally here in our community. You had reached out to me and you told me what you're up to. So you're a professional organizer. You have helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people organize their lives and to get rid of the clutter.
That's right.
So that they can increase their prosperity and abundance?
Absolutely, as well as many other wonderful things come out of downsizing. Better health, more peace and alignment in one's life. A lot comes out. I really see organizing as a spiritual practice.
Yeah, I mean, we know what it's like when we have a lot of clutter around, and then when it's clean and organized, how much better we feel.
Absolutely. And I want to preface that I am trained as a business and well-being life coach. And so I work with my clients in a way that really reflects what's going on with them on an emotional and personal level. So the home just becomes a metaphor for how we're feeling inside. And for many people, a home is it's their foundation for where they jump off and do their life. And I say many people because not everybody. Some people, a home is just to go to sleep, right? But for many of us, it's our sanctuary. It's our world. And so how we stage our world, how we live in that world, has a profound effect on us on so many levels: our health, our spirit, our physical health, our mental health, our spirituality. It's all very holistic, very inclusive. And so yeah. I support people to define what's important to them within their home.
Yeah, and that's really important because a lot of people, if they have held on to a lot of things over the years and are, you know, hoarding or holding on to it and not letting go so that new things can come into their life, right?
Absolutely.
Right? So there's emotional attachments to, oh, that used to be my husband's grandfather's, and oh, that used to be all these emotional attachments that we have. So that's why when you're saying that you are a life and well-being coach, you help people release the emotional attachments that they have to their things?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, and a lot of people don't even know that there's an emotional attachment. So I invite people and our listeners today to just look around their home. And when you look at something, what kind of emotion does it provoke for you? Is it one of joy or is there sadness? So a lot of clients hold on to things because someone gave it to them and they feel bad letting it go, even though they don't like that thing. And I recently went through a big move after living in some place for 6 years. I had to downsize tremendously. So I'm walking my talk all the time. I took it to a whole other level. And I understand personally what it's like to be letting go of objects that you've had in your life for so long, you're used to it. And after a while, you don't even necessarily see it. You just are used to living with it. So I'm all about, what are you tolerating? You know, where are you compromising? We just kind of get used to things. So when we become more mindful and we start identifying, how is this having an influence on my life? How is this having an influence being in my home? We go to a whole other level of inner peace, really. And so personally, I had to do that very recently.
That's interesting. You had to, again, even though you were already doing it, but you ended up doing it again on a whole nother level.
Whole other level. And I'm ready to do it some more when I get my things out of storage, which are there temporarily.
Well, that's really interesting. I recently I've been also releasing and letting go over the last decade, but I've also had to last year. I moved last year in COVID. Can you imagine? And I had to downsize because the place I was renting, I was moving to a smaller place. So again, letting go. And now I don't have a lot of room here to put a lot of things. So it's like, you know, it continuously keeps helping you release and let go. I mean, because we realize we really don't need that much stuff.
We really don't.
And think about this, you know, I love going into a room like that's empty and meditate. I love doing that when there's a room that's empty, that because there's not any emotional attachments, any in the room about anything. And that to me feels good because it feels open. And I think that when we go on vacation, like when we leave town and we go somewhere else, part of the reason why we like to do that is because we're not reminded of any of the things that we have at home.
That's right. That's a good point. I think, you know, and it varies for everybody because some people really love minimalism. They like very few things around them. And other people take comfort in having more around them. And it's a very personal, individualized choice. So that has to be explored. And I used to be those people. I had a lot of tchotchkes in my home and I loved everything because they were usually gifts. And now I, like you, I prefer less around me. And it's also, it frees me up. There's a lot of freedom in having less. There's less to clean, less to maintain. And also you can find the things you have. I can tell you countless stories. Clients would have several can openers or hair dryers because they couldn't find what they were looking for. And so there's a beautiful simplicity and freedom in owning less.
It is.
And you save a lot of money.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like I want to travel more, go maybe have a second home or a second place and, you know, having a place to be here and a place to go there and minimal things here, minimal. But I also like luxury. I like beautiful things. And so, you know, but we can certainly set up our environments, our home, our sanctuaries, like you said, in a way that supports our values and the values that are important to us, which is living in freedom, living in simplicity, living in beauty, living in harmony. These are all important qualities for me. So that's the definition of my home, wherever that is.
Beautifully put. I wholeheartedly agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, do you write a blog? Are you active anywhere where people can follow you as far as, you know, checking you out, maybe talking to you about releasing their clutter or?
Absolutely. Well, I don't currently have a blog right now, though that is in the process of becoming a reality. But people can reach out to me through my website, which is www.organizingbycarrie.com. And Carrie is spelled K-A-R-I.
Yeah. And now, how do we say your last name? Did I say that right?
You did. It's Wishingrad.
I love that.
Just like it's written.
Okay. Just wish that your clutter is going to go away.
That's right.
Help you out. You know?
Yes, your wish is my command. Again, I really honor where people are in their lives around what is easy to get rid of. And that's how I usually start with people. Let's start with something easy. And from there, we'll go on. And so we may just start with a drawer or a cabinet or a shelf and then work out from there. And I like that process rather than tackling the more difficult things first, because it eases a lot of people into it and also gives more an immediate satisfaction.
Yes. So can you leave us with a task that we can do in the next week that can get us going and can get us started?
Yes, absolutely. I would say choose one area, whether it is a drawer or one shelf, and take everything out and go through it. And as you and you have to be diligent. You have to really decide, I'm going to make a commitment to get rid of one or two things, or and then put those things back in as, you know, you can get dividers, you can get more organized containers to put it back. But make a promise to yourself that you will at least get rid of a few things. And then you can donate, you can recycle, you may have to throw it out, you can give it away, you can consign. And you just have to make that promise to yourself. I say, set a timer for 15 minutes, turn off your phone, and commit to that for 15 minutes. And then weekly or daily, whatever feels right, you increase that time.
Good. So, beloved audience, let's everyone make the commitment for 15 minutes to clean something this weekend, within this next week, that we know that has been sitting there, it's been calling us, and we're ready to make a commitment to change. There's no excuses. Let's get to it. Let's make a commitment for 15 minutes to get something cleaned up and cleaned out and at least make an opening.
And what a perfect time, but to do that in spring.
It is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Give us the name of your website again, Carrie.
Yes, it's organizingbycarrie.com, K-A-R-I, organizingbycarrie.com.
Let's all get organizing, you guys, and make the world a better place. Thank you so much, Carrie, for coming
Thank
on,
you.
For sharing your inspiration and your wisdom with all of us. We're going to get busy organizing this weekend, and we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be right back.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening and tuning in to The Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Coach Martina Matstrova. Welcome to the show today, Martina.
Thank you so much, Cornelia, for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here. You and I were connecting this morning on Instagram and Facebook, and I was asking you, what is your message that you want to leave the audience with today? And here was your reply. you said that you want to talk about authenticity, you want to talk about openness, and how you went personally from a place of survival into thriving. And that's what you wanted to share with the audience, because you help women experience this in their daily lives, right?
Yes, yes, totally. Yes, it's been such a journey, and I'm so honored that I can speak about it, because I feel there are so many of us who feel this way. But when it got to this point where I felt like I needed to make a change, I used to live in England. Now I'm in the Czech Republic, and I had an amazing job, which I really loved. I know there was a purpose in it and I was making difference, yet I felt I needed to be somewhere else. I didn't quite know what is it, what does it look like, what am I even able to do, because I was there for 7 years and it's been amazing, but you get to make changes. And it got to the point where I was just asking everyone else, like, tell me what to do. There was like no trust, there was just self-doubt. I was full of fear and anxiety. I was waking up in the middle of the night, just like, what am I going to do? Shall I stay in England? Shall I move back home? Shall I go to a different country? And as this is like now 3-4 years ago, that's the age when I was 29, 30. That's when I felt the huge pressure from society that the 30s, the next level of life comes in. You should be kind of expected to get married, have family, and do the next level, I feel like, of life. And I wasn't there. And at that time, because the pressure was so high, not necessarily from my family, just the society, just what comes, the age, I feel like, then I felt I really wanted it. I was like, I really want this and I get to make it work. But at the end of the day, where I got to the point where I need help, like, and I hired a coach and I started therapy, going deep inside just to see I'm layering. Then I realized that, yes, one day I want to have that, but not now. And what was incredible was like, I really believed that was my reality. That was what I really wanted, but it wasn't mine. So through doing like deep developmental, like self-development work, suddenly I started to discover who am I actually and what is it that I want. And that was so liberating then to transition into I am the source, I am the creator. Nothing is happening to me, everything is happening for me. And the moment when I was able to shift that, and just see, like, when I'm annoyed or triggered or upset, it's like, what is this telling me? What is going on? Let's be in discovery. That gives me such a freedom and liberation to actually, you know, unlayer, because it's constant becoming, right? The journey never stops unless you choose just to stop. So that's been a very powerful journey now to be in a place where I can help other women to really connect with their vision and connect with what they truly want, what is theirs rather than what is their parents, what is their family, what is their partners, what do they want for themselves, for their life, and they have all the power to do it. We have the choice, we have all the answers within us, and it's beautiful, beautiful place to be in. No more ask other people, what do you think, what should I do, what do you think about it, what do you think, because I have all the answers if I listen and if I go with them.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love all the wisdom that you're sharing, this truth that you are the source, that you are the creator, that you have all the answers within, and that life is not happening to you. You are a co-partner, co-creating with life, and that it's happening for you. You're not coming from the consciousness of a victim.
Yeah, totally. It is still a journey, right? It's still sometimes just like, oh my God, what is this? Why is this happening? But then it's like, why is this happening? Let's be in curiosity. Like, what is inside me, like, creating this? And okay, how can I release that? And how can I use this to change the pattern? to get something out of it. It's just so liberating, really.
Yeah. I find that, don't you find that when, you know, when anything that comes up to be, that is a trigger, that we use that trigger to come back into neutrality, to come back, to release an old something that had been stored in the physical body that we can now release and let go because we're ready to let it go. And when we bring our conscious awareness there to release it and then ask for, again, like you said, before, you were conditioned by society telling you what you should be doing, but now you can release that old pattern and say, well, what do you really want, right?
Yeah.
And that has to be enough. That has to be enough, that actually has to be the first place to go.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, because I see, I mean, it's all over us, right? I see people's stories sharing. And it takes courage to go there. It takes like real bravery to go like, no, I don't want to do it this way. But maybe you might be the outsider, or you might be the black sheep in the family, black sheep, you know, but it's one life, right? I mean, now, I mean, it's just, there's another story, right, to this, but really life is now, life is urgent. So I think one of the biggest breakthroughs I had was when I was asked by a coach, like, what is the price you're paying? You know, what is the cost of you being that way? And that was for me like alarm bell. And I was like, okay, actually, what is costing me? Costing me my dream, it's costing me my vision, it's costing me my life. And what about the other people in my life? What are they paying for me not being authentic, for me being scared, for me keeping myself small, actually not having me, not having fully me? Maybe, you know, I had a best friend of 20 years, and just over the Christmas, we had a real open, vulnerable conversation. And she just looked at me like, I've never known that you felt this way. Mm-hmm. Because, and that's my best friend of 20 years. And I'm like, wow, that's a feedback, right? Did I even share?
Yeah.
You know, like that was a big, awakening. And this is now just anytime I get into a moment where I'm like, this is not quite working. And I kind of staying in it because, I mean, we are all human. Just going to, okay, what am I paying for this? Choosing this way.
I think that's a beautiful question that you keep bringing back, because it was a paradigm shift for you. It was a shift, and you apply it all the time, because it really was life changing and life opening. But you know, you mentioned that you were from the Czech Republic, and so you know, I'm from Europe, so I know, I was born and raised in Germany, so I know, like when I was raised there, we were never taught to, you know, communicate our feelings and to share openly. There was that very stoic kind of energy. You know, it's like, you know, not too touchy-feely, not too sharing, not too loving. It's very, you know, stoic kind of old energy. So I'm wondering if you also, in your, where you were born and raised, if that was also the conditioning of that time.
Yes, it is. I feel like we check in general, I think. We are really loving deep inside, but my experience is that we take time to break through, and we can be very, I know in my family, and everyone did the best they knew, they could, the way they were taught, but let's say communicating feelings as such, I wasn't taught that. I wasn't, and that's not that they are, my parents are bad, or not at all. That's, they were raising me the way they were raised, and that's how it works. But it takes like having clear conversation, actually expressing vulnerable, like, well, this is how I feel, and that's okay, but let's not project it on other people, but let me go back and just figure out, okay, why am I being upset, you know, why am I being triggered? Let me figure it out and then have a conversation from a better place. where I'm not projecting my things on other people, because it's my problem if I am upset, you know, it's something inside of me.
Yeah. And you've taken total ownership of all of that. And now you're helping others. I want to give the audience an opportunity to contact you and also, you know, be able to reach you. Can you give us your social media handles where people can find you?
Oh, sure. Thank you so much. So you find me on Facebook, just under my name, as you can see here, Martina Mastrova. And on Instagram, I don't use it much for business, but you can find me there as I am Martina Mastrova. But really, go to Facebook and you can reach out to me on email, martina.mastrova.coaching@gmail.com.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. So you're at home in the Czech right now. What time is it there?
It is 9:30, just about 9:30 in the evening.
Yeah, so 9:30. I would already be 9:30 tonight. I'll be in bed.
So I'm going to be getting ready now.
I admire you for coming on at this time.
Thank you for having me.
It shows your beauty. It shows your dedication and your commitment to help make the world a better place. And we're the better for it when all people, right? And this is why you want to help others too, is when we're all in our authentic expression, we're all taking ownership for creating our lives and living our dreams. That is how we're changing the world. Would you agree with that?
Totally. Just be the change, right? Be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
It starts with us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Coach Martina, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your beautiful gift with us. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, CLARE-ITY.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I have our next guest is Vicki Rolfe. She is the body confidence queen, and she's here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, body confidence queen, I was checking you out on Facebook this morning, and I said, well, let me see what some of those things are that you're posting. And I loved seeing your posts about what you're talking about with the body confidence, but also the project that you were taking on with your dad when I guess your dad was teaching you always to, you know, work on things, and that it didn't matter if you were a girl or not.
Right, exactly. And let me start by saying, you know, a lot of people are asking, is body confidence the same as being confident? And no, it's not. So body confidence is really how you feel within yourself and how you feel about your body. That's really around the body. And let me tell you, it impacts every single thing that you do in your life. Every single thing. And especially as a woman, and I love that you bring back the pose that I did for my dad. My dad always taught me to be a person who brings her project through, right? It didn't matter if I was a girl or well, I'm a girl, but it didn't matter. He showed me how to do renovation, how to take a hammer, a saw, and then bring a project to an end. Because for him, the important thing was you have a vision, you work towards your vision, and you bring your vision to the finish line. That's what he taught me. And so throughout my life, body confidence always been very important, and I was lacking a lot of it well into adulthood, right? So I was adopted when I was 1 year old by French Canadian, and grew up in a very small town. So my sister and I were adopted together. We were the only Black people in the town, and I was overweight. So to fit in always been the objective, right? I did not want to stand out. But despite me not wanting to stand out, I was standing out because I was Black and I was overweight as a child. So the struggle and the battle to get to body confidence really started at a young age in my case. And then the whole time it was about, okay, I need to have a body a certain way, right? And I need to look a certain way to be accepted. I need to, my appearance, the way I speak, the way I carry myself need to be a certain way to fit in the society. And as a woman, you know, Cornelia, you probably can relate to that, right? There's certain area in life where you feel you need to be a certain way to fit in. And you lose yourself, you lose your essence, you lose who you are because you want to be perfect for the society. And that's when the lack of body confidence comes in, because then you're not yourself anymore and you don't really know who you are. And so you go into an interview, for example, and all you think about is, oh, I need to put my head like this because I can't show up my double chin, or I need to put long sleeve because I have flabby arm, or, you know, and it becomes obsessive. And that's most of what women particularly deal with, especially nowadays that we live in a world where it's virtual and we're on camera and it's we're exposed all the time, right? So body confidence come into play in a sense of you get to know who you are and you get to be okay to experiment and not be perfect and not be a size zero and not, you know, and not fit into society standard and say, I am who I am and take me as I am or don't, but I'm not going to change for you. Right. So that's
also powerful what you said. I really wanted to give you the space to talk about all of these things, but I did have a question. So yes. When you were adopted, 1 year old, you were adopted, was your father also African-American Black, or was your father white?
No, my parents are white.
Okay. Well, that in itself is a whole different teaching. There's a whole different thing that comes along with all of that. So I totally understand what you mean by that. I was also brought up in an interracial household. So in Germany. And so I know the racist card that was being played in that thing too. But then when you were talking about how you tried to fit in, when I came to the United States when I was 13 years old, the kids, everybody was making fun of me because I couldn't speak the language. And then of course you try to do everything you can to speak and to be accepted. So yes, I can relate to that. But then I can also relate to the piece about body confidence and putting on weight, because I think a lot of women have done that over the years, where we've taken on the weight for protection.
Yes, yes. And most of us, it's a way to protect us, but also your emotion have physical weight on your body. So whatever is going on, whatever stress that you have or emotion that you retain in your own body, if that is not addressed, the weight is going to continue to come on and you're going to continue to put on weight. And no matter what you're going to do and those quick fixes or whatever have you, it's not going to work because you're not addressing the root cause of what is causing that weight gain. You know, so it's a double blade, because on one end, you're putting on that weight to protect yourself. And on the other end, you want to release that weight, but your emotion keeps that weight on you. So it's a very fine line.
Yeah. And so now you're helping women today overcome this, and this is your work. You're helping women overcome, the blocks and the issues that they might be suffering from, because you yourself went through it. When I'm looking at you, I see such a beautiful woman. And, you know, I was looking at you on Facebook and also saw, you know, what you're doing and the values that were instilled in you with your father, by your father. And it's hard to believe, right, that you had that challenge because you don't have it anymore. So there's a lot of hope in this for the women that are watching this today, that they can overcome this.
Yes. And so for me, the pivotal point, there's always a pivotal point. There's always a pivotal point, right? And for me, the pivotal point happened when my mom, my adoptive mom. So when my mom was diagnosed with a neurodegenerative disease called Lewy body dementia, she passed a year and a half ago. And it was when she got sick was when I realized that who I saw in the mirror when I looked at myself in the mirror was my mom. In the sense of my mom was not a priority in her life. My mom was trying to fit in and please people around her. She was not taking care of her body. She had a weight issue that she could not, you know. So I saw my mom. So it was a click for me that I did not want to be like my mom. Phenomenal woman, but that side of her, I did not want to be that side of her for those reasons.
Yeah, and she modeled to you. She was showing to you what you don't want to become. She showed you so that you can make a better choice. I want to give the audience your social media handles and way that people can contact you, your website, and all of that. And let us know how we can do that.
So LinkedIn and Instagram is Vicky Rolf. VickyRolfe. It's vickyrolfe.com for the website, and you can communicate with me on the website as well. And on Facebook, Vicky Rolf Coach.
Yes. And so how is your, thank you so much for sharing all of the things. You gave so many good wisdom, so much good information here. I want to be sure to share this on social media, that same link that we use to promote the show with is the same replay link. So, and we'll also be putting this on YouTube as well. So I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this very important information. And I really admire you for having overcome this and talking about this today. And I just want to ask you, how's your father doing today?
My father is doing okay. we communicate constantly. We don't live in the same city, but we communicate constantly, and he's doing okay. It's grieving is a process, but we're seeing the other side of it now.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's what I was feeling into that. And then just what a beautiful daughter he raised. So
thank you.
What a beautiful daughter he raised. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing this beautiful gift with us today. And many blessings to you. And definitely we'd love for you to come back in the future at some point.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Now we're going to go on break and we'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. What I'm about to share with you next is really, really super awesome. I know it's going to make all you ladies feel good. And so one of our producers here at Transformation Talk Radio, Jacob, our producer, I was asking him recently, a while back, I said, what are you up to this weekend? And then what did you say to me, Jacob?
I said that I was going to propose to my then girlfriend.
Yes, exactly. And how long ago was that?
That was 20 days ago, actually. It was on the 1st of May is when that happened.
Oh, did you count the days since that time?
Yeah, I've got it all. You know, I've been thinking about it a lot, of course. So, yeah, all those numbers are in my head.
I think that's so cool. 20 days ago, you proposed to your then girlfriend, which I only found out because I asked you what you were up to that weekend. And I'm so glad I followed my intuitive guidance.
Yeah, no, that was great.
To ask you. And so, and then now tell us what she said.
Well, she said, yes, of course. As it wasn't, you know, a complete surprise to her when it happened, but the way it happened was more of the surprise. So, yeah.
Yeah. So she said that she already knew what it was. But so do you want to tell us a little bit about, you know, that day or that evening? And then I know you brought some pictures because I wanted to share this with the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. So one part of the story is that she wanted to be surprised, but she wanted to have an idea. So I actually, the week before, I had planned for her to get her nails done on Wednesday, and I proposed on Saturday. So I had her roommate and one of our best friends go get her nails with her on Wednesday. And then that Saturday morning, I took her to her favorite brunch spot that we've gone to a few times together. And right around the corner from that is a bookstore that she spent a lot of time at during grad school. And I sort of knew that a bookstore might be a good spot for her. She'd mentioned it like way earlier on when we were dating that if someone proposed to her in a bookstore, she would love that. And so I have a picture of that moment that I'm going to show right now.
Oh, good.
And I know you can't see it right now. It'll pop up on Facebook. But so this is in her favorite book section. It's a pretty small bookstore in the Seattle area, pretty close to the Space Needle.
And what's the name of the bookstore? I'm curious.
It's called Mercer Street Books.
Okay.
So, yeah. And the biggest surprises, though, were what happened after. And that's that I had planned on surprising her with her parents flying out. So we walked away from the bookstore. I said we were going to go get a coffee, but I had them planted on a bench sort of near that location. And we were FaceTiming her mom, and then right around the corner, there she was in person. So here's a picture of us and her parents afterwards. And it was just a really beautiful afternoon for both of us. We were, it was kind of a whirlwind and very emotional. I barely remember what I even said in the bookstore. That's kind of the story of how that happened.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And like I said to you before, that many blessings for a beautiful, beautiful life with your beloved wife. What's her name?
Her name is Rachel. And it's just really sweet. We've been friends for a long time. And, one of the things that was really special is that when I met her 3 years ago, I sort of knew that I loved her. You know, it was one of those like quick things where I just instantly felt connected to her, and took us a little while to get started, but once we did it, we've never looked back. So
I think it's so great. And you're so open. I could cry because you're so open and so beautiful and so romantic and so loving. I mean, and I know that she must love that about you.
It's one of our differences, but we balance each other out really well. So I absolutely love her and I love our story.
It's a beautiful story. And I love the way that you've listened, that she said, oh, you know, this is how she would like to be proposed to, how that took place, and then that you did it, and how you had her parents there. Everything, even from the time when you said, I'm going to go pick out the ring and mm-hmm. I'm going to propose, all the thoughts that went into it. It's really admirable the way that you approached this brand new beginning in your life, and the way you honor yourself, the way you honor her, and the way you honor your relationship. So I admire you.
Thank you so much. I that means a lot to me, Cornelia.
And I admire that very much. And so I know that the audience is also, everybody's booing and awing this. And that's why I wanted to share it. I think it was perfect for the story of hope to featured this with you today. And thank you for sharing that.
Thanks so much for having me.
So now I think, what do we have? I just got a chat in the box. Do we have 8 minutes left or something?
Yeah, I know you have a video you'd like to share, and that's about 5 minutes.
I do, but first, before we share the video, Jacob, I just wanted to say, you know, all the people that we had on the show today, all the people, pretty much everything that they talked about is, you know, tap going within. And becoming peaceful within, and becoming your own inner authority, and your own, you know, listening to your inner feelings and listening to yourself. And a lot of times that what I find is that people don't necessarily feel at peace with their thoughts, or feel at peace where they're at in their life with their emotions, or feel at peace with themselves. And so I wanted to share one of the programs that I have rolling out right now, and it's the 21-Day Positivity Challenge. I have a video for you. I wanted you to play it right here and right now. Would you mind doing that, Jacob?
Absolutely. Here we go.
Did you know that the average human thinks between 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day? And 85% of those thoughts are negative and repetitive the next day and the day after and the day after. And we also know that studies reveal that our bodies respond to how we think. And so just think about that. If our bodies respond to how we think, and we think negative thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not capable, I'm not able, I'm sick, I'm too old, whatever the thoughts are that are interfering with you living your truthful life, that's what your body is responding to. And it's actually lowering your immune system by thinking those thoughts, which is also causing stress in your body. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm inviting you to take this 21-day positivity self-challenge. The first thing I'm going to invite us to do for the next 21 days, first thing, is record a powerful mantra, a mantra that goes something like this. I am strong. I am able. I am capable. I am beautiful. I am confident. I am invincible. Record a mantra like that, maybe on your phone, so that you can listen to it every day, or put it on a sticky note. So that's the first thing that we're going to do in taking this 21-day challenge. We're going to firmly put the line in the sand, the boundaries in the sand, that no negative self-talk allowed. We're not going to allow it anymore. And we're choosing to do this now with the commitment that we're making. And then for the next 21 days, so you have that mantra, you have that written down, and you can also write it here in the description when you're watching this video and share with me and with the world what your mantra is. You can also send it to me at radio@corneliastephanie.com if you want that. And I would be happy to email you back and forth to be a strong support system to you. And the next thing that we're going to be doing in this 21-day challenge is you're going to be listening to the wonderful 21-day audio recordings, 10 minutes a day, that are inviting you to go deeper inside, to fall deeper in love with who you are. Release old emotions, old feelings that are coming up to the surface, releasing those, letting those go, and grounding in your gratitude. I absolutely guarantee you, you cannot not do this, that if you do this for 21 days, that you will raise your immune system, that you will reduce stress in your physical body, that you will be able to manifest the things that you're looking to manifest in your life simply because you're thinking positively. So do you see, you cannot not do this for 21 days, for $21. This is your thing that you've been waiting for. You've been praying for this, and now there's a movement, the positivity self-challenge movement. So take this challenge with all of us now and begin falling deeper in love with yourself, raising your gratitude, raising your daily vibration, all in the comfort of your own home. And soon your body will be responding to, I am love, I am confident, I am able, I am beautiful, I am. And that is going to ripple out into the world and make the world a better place. Thank you so much for listening, for starting the challenge with all of us. And if you want to look at more of Cornelia Stephanie inspirations, you can follow me on your favorite podcast app and also go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. Thank you so much for being you, and we'll see you all in the challenge. Take care. Well, I love listening to that video, and I love having this challenge available for us. It's a self-paced challenge. And so basically, your only challenge is to do it every day and to finish it. So for the next 21 days, whenever you want to begin, you're going to practice your gratitude every day. You're going to raise your vibration. You're going to feel emotionally whole, feel emotionally free, because you're releasing all and everything that's no longer serving. I'm guiding you inside every single day for the next 21 days. $21. That is less than a dollar a day. I mean, this is an opportunity for you to really hone in on your own gratitude, on your own well-being. And that's what this challenge is about. Jacob, have you already taken us to the landing page there? Okay, cool. So there's a link right there in the description where you're going to be able to go and sign up for the course. It's $21 for 21 days. And there's no excuses because your life is waiting. You are a miraculous expression of Source here to live your best life. And let's together do this together. We'll see you in the challenge. Thank you, everybody, for listening today and for tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you again next time. Thank you, Jacob, and many blessings to your wedding.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.